Hello, sweetheart.
Today is Friday, the 12th of March. And nothing much is happening. I finish up exams next week, and then I don't know. Free. For 10 days. The next quarter starts. Registration is the 29th. Hang on a second, I gotta see if this is recording. Yep, it's recording. Well, I don't know what to talk about. Listen, how come you're not writing to me? What's wrong? You too busy? Okay, but my morale's getting pretty low here, because I only hear from you once a week. And, that ain't much. I feel a lack of communication here. Oh, let's see what's been happening. I took my final exam in that gunmanship course, which was a lot of questions on safety, several questions on about different calibers or different gauges of shotguns, some questions on a couple on ballistics, and some discussion type questions. I don't know, anyway, I got 112 points out of a possible 113. The test was easy, yeah. And so I made an A in that course, and that'll help pull up my C that I'm going to make in biology. And my overall grade average will help pull the overall average up. Hang on a second here. Actually, the only class I'm worried about is Western civilization. That's hard. Usually history is real easy. Course, or at least I've always thought history was easy, but this time most of the emphasis is placed on theory, and wow, does it ever get hard. But I guess I'll make a C in that, and I'll make a C in biology, B's and A's and everything else. So I shouldn't do too bad this quarter. Oh, it's such a pretty day today. I wish you were here so we could go somewhere or do something. I feel sort of trapped. I don't want to go anyplace by myself, and there's nobody to go anyplace with, so I can go ride Rebel, I guess. Oops, there's the phone. Hang on. And what was I saying? Ha, forgot. I have to tell you about the movies Andy and I went to see last night. Went to see Diary of a Mad Housewife. And, it was pretty good. The ratings on it have been all real good, but, it was worth seeing anyway. And, it was about this married couple. Had two small daughters who were real brats, and the man was a real pushy social climber, and his wife, well, was bored with it all and felt real trapped, and her husband was a real bastard anyway. But it was just about them and how he lost all their money and trying to climb the social ladder and impress people, and she was having an affair with a guy that later turned out to be a fag, and finally in the end they sat down and had a long talk, and she started going to group therapy, and it sort of left you at a blank there, but I doubt if y'all will get to see that over there. And what else have I been doing lately? Studying a lot, going to school and working, and been riding quite a bit lately too now that it's warmed up. And the car, well, the car's still here. Still alive, but haven't driven it for about 2 weeks. And the truck's still here. That guy that came out and looked at it never came back. I don't know if I doubt if I'll hear from him anymore. And haven't heard a word on the trailer. Speaking of that, I better call Captain Connors and tell him to write him another letter or something. And you've been gone far too long, Mr. Crane. By the time you get this, it ought to be about the 16th or 17th of March, right? Half of March is gone. And when April the 18th comes, you would have been in the Army 2 years. Because you went in April the 18th of 69, yeah. And, oh, Mary. Let's see, Mary's been dating Ronnie Deal. He's the guy she went to high school with. And he's madly in love with her, and she's crazy about him, and he's over to see her every night. She goes out with him every single night, and he wants to marry her in about a year or two. Oh, wow. And John isn't doing much. Same old thing. And Jim's supposed to come home tonight. And for a spring break. I think he gets a week. And, Aunt Josie's supposed to come up and visit us today. And I think Mom and Daddy are going down there this weekend. Going down to Danville. Mary Kennan, do you remember her? You never met her. Remember Ruth? Ruth Barksdale? Aunt Ann's daughter? Beverly's sister? Anyway, it's, her older sister. And Mary Kennan's a tall, natural blonde who's, oh, quite beautiful to say the least. And she got married a year and a half ago. And they have a baby girl and live in Arizona. And she's coming to Virginia this week to visit everybody and show off the baby, so everybody's got to go down and see the baby. And, what else? Here I'm going again. I'm still a little bit hoarse. Can't talk quite right from my, bout of the flu and all that, so, but otherwise I feel fine. Groundhogs are out. Millions of groundhogs. All over the place. And I'm going to take the 22-250 and go shoot a few. Just wait. If you get a groundhog hide in the mail, you'll know what happened. There's nothing new to tell you. No news around Culpeper. Part of Fredericksburg burned, about a block and a half of the city, down on the southern side, the old paper factory and all. And, I think I mentioned in a letter about the massage parlors that are opening up all over Virginia. Well, it seems like in Maryland and in D.C. and in all up around there, they have ordinances against a member, someone giving a massage to a member of the opposite sex. Well, in Virginia, they never made any laws like this. People have been opening up these real swank massage parlors, you know, red carpeting and mirrors and nude statues and everything else, you know, and they charge about $20 for a complete massage, and they advertise complete massages too. There's been this big uproar. It seems like the little old ladies have just found out that this sort of thing is going on, and they said that they're a front for prostitution or houses of ill repute and all that. So they're investigating them, and they found out that most of them really aren't a front for prostitution, but because they can make more money in the massage business. Like, they charge $20 for a complete massage. Takes about half an hour. And $30 for a massage and bath and things like that, plus tips and all, you know. And the girls that work there say they like it, don't mind being around nude males, and like the job because they get to meet all sorts of people. Yeah, I bet they do. And that the money's real good. Take home pay, salary and tips is usually about $225 to $250 a week, which I don't think anybody can frown on. Sounds, I don't know, but they're having a big deal about this now, and they're meeting to make laws against them and everything else, except I don't see why they should. I think they ought to legalize them and tax them. Well, not really, but I think they ought to be legal. Just so long as they meet the sanitation requirements, the health requirements and stuff like that, that they ought to be completely legal. They're legal in California. But you know, conservative old Virginia. And Nixon. Yeah, we've been hearing a lot from Nixon lately. He's given several press speeches, press interviews, whatever you want to call them. And, everybody is really up against arms because they're catching the army in Vietnam, in the Laotian bit, in more and more lies. Like, they had this big deal where one of the, was it a senator? No. I don't know, but, anyway, it was on TV, this big speech and deal about the Laotian campaign, and they showed this piece of pipe and said that it was a section cut from the pipeline that oil from the communists is pumped through, you know, and all this, and that they'd cut it out, and they'd cut out so many sections of this and everything else, and the next day they came on and somebody had found out that that was all a big lie, that that pipe had been laying around for many months and it wasn't actually a piece of pipe that was cut from the pipeline and all this. And they'll make statements to the press and then later retract them, and the public has just got the general idea now that they're being lied to. Because it seems like they're catching the army, the high brass, in more and more lies and things here lately. I don't know. You did hear about that general, not the general, yeah, the general, that was caught with the PX deal, making money off the PXs, the slot machines, the houses of ill repute, and the bath houses, you know, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. So it seems like the Army's having a pretty rough time of it with the press. Because I guess they deserve to. But Nixon is very sure that this invasion into Laos is going to speed up the withdrawal of troops and accomplish the same goal that going into Cambodia did. And that the South Vietnamese troops, General Abrams said that they can hack it. Now, how much that to believe, I don't know. I know that the South Vietnamese couldn't possibly make it without U.S. air support. But lately they've been saying nothing's been going on in Cambodia, or not much. In the past few days in the paper, and they'll mention, you know, and in Cambodia, all was quiet, or something like that. So you'll have to let me know what's going on there. Seems like, though, that, I can't figure out. Remember when they first went into Cambodia back in last May, and all the student riots and demonstrations and everything it caused? Well, going into Laos hadn't accomplished the same thing. The students aren't rioting, and no trouble on campus because of it. And I don't know why that would be. Unless it's because American ground troops aren't in there. Red China says that if we happen to step foot inside beautiful downtown North Vietnam, then that they shall immediately come into the war and put down the American aggressors. But when are you going to get to come home? You've been away for forever, just forever. Been a whole 2 months and 2 days since I've seen you. Starting counting all over again, yeah. When are you going to take your R&R? Have you applied for that yet? Are you waiting to see? You still haven't told me if you have moved yet. You said you thought you'd be moving around March the 7th. Well, it's March 12th now. And no word from you. Last I heard from you, I got an envelope with two money orders in it for a total of $200, which I put in the bank. And the day before that, I got a letter from you with newspaper clippings and all in it. But that was Monday and Tuesday. And I haven't heard from you since, and I'm getting desperate, and my whole world's just falling apart. Did you see Life magazine for this week? They got a whole big page of all the helicopters. The Chinook and the Sky Crane and the Huey and the Cobra and the Loach. And they give a short definition of each one and what it does and what its duties are and all that, you know, all that sort of thing. We've been hearing a lot about helicopter warfare lately over here. Quite a few interviews on TV news are with helicopter pilots in Vietnam. And a lot of the reports, since they won't let U.S. reporters into Laos, all the reports seem to come, and a helicopter pilot stated that. That's what they keep, you know, that seems to be where they get all the news these days, is from helicopter pilots. So, send me a tape that tells me all the latest news, and to how much flying you're doing, and what you're doing, and, you know, day in the life type tape. And tell Charlie how for me, and everybody else that you happen to see that I know. Did you ever find out what happened to, have you heard from Barron's? Imagine he's up there flying in Laos, he's in the 101st, but if you hear from Barron's, let me know, because I haven't heard from him. And That's all. Also, if you happen to run across anybody else, you know, I'm just curious to know what happens to people, what they're doing, how they're getting along. Even Tucker, or Grimes, or anybody. Yeah, I wrote several letters to Sharon lately, but I haven't heard from her. I don't know if they got to her or not. Seems like the mail service here in the U.S. just won't cut it anymore. Our postal rates are going up in May, going from 6 cents to 10 cents for a first-class letter, I believe. 6 to 10? Maybe it's to 8. Hang on a second here.
Deploying and regrouping going on around Chepon. The North Vietnamese appear to be backing up for a counterattack. The South Vietnamese may be digging in on the high ground around Chepon. The town itself is deserted again. It's unclear right now what's going to happen next in Turkey. The government of Premier Demiral.
That's the news. You want to hear the news?
The military takeover. We asked ABC correspondent.
I'd rather talk to you.
In Ankara, how things look now.
What was I saying? I can't remember. I forget a lot lately. I'm just going twerp. Or something. How much tape have I got left? About 10 minutes? 12 minutes. Okay, 12 minutes. I had something to tell you, but I can't remember what it was. And I can't remember any more now either, so. Still haven't answered my question I asked you a long time ago whether I ought to start looking for a permanent job here. And you haven't answered me, and I don't know. I just don't know. Maybe I haven't had time to get a letter back or something. But, should I look for a permanent job in Culpeper? Because if I'm going to look, I got to start right away, because, well, the only thing that's available is store clerk type things anyway. Maybe I can find a bookkeeping job that's open. But most companies are laying off people. Even Leggett's, who, you know, hires a lot of bookkeepers and store clerks, has laid off a few. The banks aren't hiring anybody. I already checked them, because banks are usually pretty good places to work. And, Mary Halverson's working at Shull's now. She's the girl that was there before I was, and she's not about to give up her job, so that's out. Certainly not going to work for Duds and Brothers. And, none of the, other industries around, Old Dominion or Keller Manufacturing or anybody is hiring anybody. Except to, well, I think Keller's is looking for furniture sanders to work the night shift, but I don't think I'd be happy with that. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do anyway. I'm going to apply for all the jobs I can find and see what happens. And I don't know. I'm sure I can find a job doing something. So that's what I'm going to do, because I got to get my applications in now before all the college students get back and get theirs in, and I'll be out in the cold again. Have to end up working out at the hospital again. I'm not going to do that. It's too much nitpicky rivalry and pushing around and nitpicky, fuss at the other guy type stuff going on out there. I think I told you I was going to apply to work at the school this summer. They're considering hiring some students to work full-time for the summer. They pay $1.70 an hour, which is the same I'd earn anywhere else. I think $1.70 is minimum wage now, I'm not sure. And getting a ride to work and back wouldn't be hard because Sue Smith, the girl I went to high school, works out there. Goes back and forth every day. But it all depends on their funds. I see they get so much money from the state every year that they have to match, and it depends on how much they get as to whether they're going to hire any students to work full-time for the summer. It would be something like working in the library, working in the accounting office or the administration office or something like that. Probably typing up reports and invoices and things. And what? I don't know. Rochester Ropes has almost finished moving to the, well, moving part of their plant to the old rental uniform building. And that's all the news. I told you that I went ahead and scheduled my classes for next quarter because, well, I don't know when you'll be back and I don't know what you're going to be doing when you get back and everything, so I went ahead and did that. If you say, no, don't schedule any classes, then I'll just drop them because I don't have to pay until when? Until a month after classes start, which would be the middle of April. And I wouldn't lose any money on a deal that way. Oh, yeah. I was wanted to ask you, what piece of stereo equipment are you going to order next? Is that what you want to use that $200 for? And, which piece are you going to order next? And you never did say what happened. You said you got a $40 raise or something like that. I can't remember the amount you said. But you said you were going to send that home, start, include that in my allotment that comes to the bank every month. Well, when does that start, or does it, or are you going to, or what? I was just wondering. I want to know when to start looking for it. Don't worry, I'm not going to spend it. And got the savings bonds through January. January's came. February's ought to be here most any time now. And financially, I'm doing okay. I get another paycheck Monday for $34. Yeah, $34. And that pays all, you know, my little paycheck every other week. Pays all my expenses. What gas money I need, what Coke money I need, books, school expenses, that sort of thing, you know. And I think I'm running out of tape. Am I? Nope. Crash, not yet. I'm still using Barton's tape recorder. I haven't figured out what's wrong with mine yet. I think I just talked it to death. Or listened to it to death. Because I've played it an awful lot listening to your tapes. And speaking of tapes, I haven't gotten a tape from you lately, sweetheart. What's the matter? You're not speaking to me anymore? Are you mad at me? No. Not from halfway around the world. Oh, dear. But, you really gotta communicate with me better. Because I keep thinking, surely today I'll hear from him, and I'll walk down to the mailbox.